thing anymore in South Africa. This is the, you're in a new world here. Yeah, people work on Shabbos. What are you trying to think? You think you'll find work to work on Shabbos? Anyway, so he turned around and he said, a rov like this I don't need. And he went off and he started his own little business or whatever. And today, Baruch Hashem, he has children, grandchildren, Rosh Yeshivas, Talmidei Chachamim, great-grandchildren, Rosh Yeshivas already. And besides building half of South Africa, journey, but he built a family bill because he wasn't interested. So the Rav's telling me I have to work on Shabbos. No, the Rotzon Hashem is not to work on Shabbos. So whatever, I'm not moshecht after because I happen to be in Johannesburg now. That doesn't mean that Shabbos goes out the window. Aval ze matchilim ze, ze matchilim ze. The minute there's a taruvus, whenever we start mixing with the goy, that's when the problems start. Fine. So I don't know if we did this chapter here on Kuf Chaf Tes. No, we didn't. Yeah, we saw that. Okay, we'll do this. It's a little bit outdated. You might maybe have to update it a little bit. The technology's moved on a little bit since he wrote this. This was written before the curse of the smartphones. This was put down when the curse of the computers was barely known. So you can update it for yourself. I'm at the top of Kuf Chaf Tes. I think that's what we're holding, okay? There is entertainment, what's called Altaris HaKodesh. But you need to know and you need to get this into your heart. Even in them, there's hidden here a problem. Hasratim b'machshev, ha-ma'amorim b'itunim, v'tmunas הפרסומות והמצטרזות על תרס הקודש מביאים בכנפיהם את דובר האלו. You need to know that all the kosher movies and the things you see in the newspapers, we'll get to another problem now as well, which he's not talking about, but I want to talk about it a little bit. The newspapers, the pictures, the pursumot, the advertisements that you see, even though the Altaris HaKodesh, there's an advisory board that sits on this newspaper and makes sure that everything's Altaris HaKodesh. But it comes with it, it slips with it, things from the other world. It brings into us things that have nothing to do with us. You know, yogurt, betam yevoni, you'll tell me I'm crazy, but on Hanukkah when there's an advert in the Yated, yogurt with the time of Greece, you know, you're selling yogurt by making it Greek, you know, and obviously that works. I mean, it stares me. But something happened 2 days ago, and I think it's important just to stop here because this is mamash the nose. There's a thing today called social media, and Elon Mitasek was that. I don't know what it is completely, but you don't have to be a genius to work it out. So on social media, on the internet today, anybody who thinks anything about anything can go up there without identifying who he is, and he can say what he wants. Kfira, sheker, shtus, whatever you want. Ma tarotze. Now, I don't have a solution to that problem, but a couple of days ago in America, somebody went on there and published that he mentioned five names of Gedolei Israel. I don't know who the five are. I know one of the five. We'll see now. That all of them came out that a chisuna corona, this vaccination for corona, is the osula gamre, and it's also to take. And that's what he had. Now, I don't know what his agenda was. I don't know what his agenda was, whether he's just making a joke or whether he's somebody with, you know, with a fanatic ideology or whatever. Because we know what comes from ideology, fanatics. We know many millions of people in the world, Rahman, have been killed because of people like that. But this is Kulu Sheker. What this guy wrote is Kulu Sheker. One of the Gedolei Yisrael, in his own handwriting, on his own letterhead, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shel Shtark and Guzunzan, wrote a letter saying that I never said anything. I have not made any comments, klali, about this chisun, and I'm not going to. And the other four Gedolei Yisrael, apparently the same thing. They never said anything. This guy goes onto social media, and he writes something that thousands of people are looking at. And this one's looking, and that one's looking, and people are basing their lives on this. I mean, first of all, you base your life on this. You have to be, I don't know, you need to go for to check if your brain's still working. If I'm apologizing if I'm speaking a bit harif here. But if you believe what you read on social media, if you believe anything you hear about anything today, if you believe anything you heard from anybody, so then you're a little, then you're a tum. You believe what you see on social media. I mean, it's crazy. You have an important question like this, mamash, a life and death. Shala bona gid. You're going to live your life based on what you heard after the minyan, or what somebody saw on Instagram or Schminstagram. Have we lost complete sensibilities? Have we lost our minds completely? And this guy went and did it. The bizu chachomim, the bizu of Gedol Yisrael, to take Gedol Yisrael and lower them down to your level and put them in there in the shmutz in sheker, to meshakeh what a Gedol Yisrael said. I mean, it's terrifying. I don't know what the solution is on a klali level. I have no idea. You have to ask big people. Well, individual level, for me myself, I'm shocked. I tell you, when I heard this, I was horrified, absolutely horrified. There's a mamash, shocking thing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I didn't actually believe the whole story. I didn't believe somebody could do that. And then Rav Brudny, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, gave his vad a couple nights ago. And somebody sent me the vad, and he spoke about this subject. That's why I'm speaking about it, because I heard it from him. I heard it from one of the Gedol Yisrael himself. I heard the shir that he gave afterwards. That's why you asked me, sure, why are you speaking this over? Maybe you're also not talking nonsense. I'm saying this over because I heard this from Rav Brudny. So for me, that's good enough, you know. But this is what's going on, and that's part of the problem. I'm not saying all the problem, but part of the problem is what we're talking about here. Because there's to know that there's no sheikhs to that. What sheikhs do we have to that? Besides the sheker, besides the chosid sneers, all the other halachic problems with it. But there's another problem with it, is it's not Jewish. It's not Jewish. You see, then shidduchim as well, unfortunately, it's an issue today as well. A bochel will come to you and he'll tell you he doesn't want to go out to this girl because he saw on her Facebook page. I'll tell him, if she shouldn't want to go out with you, what are you doing on Facebook? Ma, anyway, so that's just, you can forget about what I just said if you want, if it makes you more comfortable. This is a real big problem. And that's what he's saying here. Even if it's kosher, you'll find a kosher Facebook. Yeah, but it's not Jewish. I once heard of Pinkas Hatzal. He asked us, what's wrong with Little Red Riding Hood? What's wrong with just teaching your kids Little Red Riding Hood? So there are quite a few problems with that. First of all, it teaches you to be terrified of your grandmother. That's one of the problems of Little Red Riding Hood. You know what I'm talking about? You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Little Red Riding Hood, you know, the little German poem there, the little story about the little kid who, you know, what big teeth you've got. So first of all, it teaches you to be terrified of your grandmother. That's the first thing that's wrong with it. Well, there's a bigger problem with it, Rav Pinkas once said. Is she not Jewish? There's nothing Jewish in Little Red Riding Hood. There's nothing in the story that's Jewish. She's a goy, her mother's a goy, her grandmother's a goy. The ugly wolf is what Kesh is Little Red Riding Hood? What's it doing in a Jewish home? Now you tell me, yeah, you're being extreme, you're being fanatical, and today maybe Little Red Riding Hood's the least of your worries. There's much bigger problems. I agree, but I'm just trying to show the principle. Just the sort of it. Anyway, back in the Sefer. What these newspapers and these stories and the social media, what it does is it tells us what's going on in the street of the world. It mechabes us to the world of the goy. I'm not saying you don't have to know the news. I'm not saying you have to know what's going on in the world. For sure, a person wants to listen to the news once or twice a day. For sure, you don't have to listen every hour because nothing changes. You listen to the news every hour, I promise you, nothing's changed. You can listen to the news today and come back a year later. The only thing that'll change are maybe a few names, but it's the same bilateral negotiations and the same speeches and the same talking and the same problems, just slightly different. You know, you're not going to miss anything. So listen to the news. Know what's going on. No one says, you know, live in a dumbbell land. But be careful that what you're doing isn't mechabering you to the street. Bring the street back into your home. I know I'm lo chashim b'kach. כי הכל מבוקר, וגם נבע בלושן נקי. A person who is a frum yid, who won't be secular newspapers or whatever, it's listening to the frum and watching the frum movies. So that's all got a hechsha. And it's all loshen nekir. There's no loshen horror there. There's no pictures. Ulam lo keina dover. Etzem ha'uvda. Shemachapsi mekeres letanug ubiloyim bichutz letanug sheyesh lanim Hashem Yisbarach. The fact that a person is looking for pleasure and tanugim and enjoyment and entertainment outside of the tanugim of his Yiddishkeit, because they atzmo anu metabchim ahad ledvorim shemekoyrim berachov. You're going after things that are born. The source of these things is the street. The psila leover agoy leover anoyser vahavolov. It's going after the pleasures and the enjoyment and entertainments and the narish kachalul ledardede sa'am. That can drag the nation down into the street, into the gutter. My daughter told me the other day she was at a certain shop. She went to buy some clothes. I don't know whatever. One of these fashion shops, whatever. One of the Kenyanim were there in Be'er Sheva. And she saw there, you know, because you have to line up outside. You can't all go in. So today it's lining up outside with three bochrim from a very, very good yeshiva. Lining up also to go into this fashion house, whatever, with it. Besides the priestess issues or whatever, what's yeshiva bocha? You need a jersey, go buy a jersey. What, do you have to go to a Kenyan to buy the latest fashion model with a name, you know, with the motag, whatever? I'm talking about good boys. You want to marry this boy to your daughter? You're going to have to get it's up to his eyeballs. So something's wrong, you know. Something's not stemming properly here. And it's this problem. This problem. Rabbi Israel's been screaming. It was screaming about this 40 years ago, really. The going after the desires, the worldliness of the goyish world, and we get affected by it. If you could do it, and you could stay the same, that would be fine. But we can't stay the same. You see, somebody's out there on social media. The next thing, he's being Israel. He's lying. So we're not holding by any levels of Einod Milvadoi. For sure not. We have tastes of it, whatever. But there's another meaning here. What's the essence of genuine Yiddishkeit? And remember, we always speak in ideals. I mentioned that many times. We'll try and speak a little bit in process and how you get to these ideals. We're discussing Ashkofia. We're discussing what the correct thought processes are. The only genuine, original, authentic Yiddishkeit is the keshe you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Et mekora oishet, ha'oinek, v'asimcha leinim tzor rak v'keshim rebonim shalainim v'keshim kiu mitzvasei ba'ava. In the day-to-day existence that we have, in the day-to-day life, like we said, you don't have to become a monk and go live off in a mountain somewhere or cut yourself off or, you know, lock yourself in the best midrash 24 hours a day. That may not be you. You might be doing other things. You might be at work. You might be doing chesed. You might be running a food scheme. Whatever you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing, about the real pleasure and the simcha that you'll find in whatever it is you're doing is if you makasher it, you have to go to the bank. The person has to go to the bank. I don't know, people don't go to the bank so much anymore, but you've got to go to the bank and you have to cash a check because you need to pay your child's school fees. Right? Now, that's a very mundane sort of thing to do. You go to the bank, cash a check, and you pay the school fees. There's not much simcha, nachas, pleasure in that. Yeah, there is. If you makasher it to mitzvah. A mitzvah, I said, that I said to mechanech your child. Going to the bank and cashing a check and taking the money to go pay the cheder is a moedic mitzvah. A couple of mitzvahs. If you don't pay your school fees, then I don't want to talk about how many avairas. But so the other person is just doing what everyone's doing. Well, there's a tainuk, there's a simcha, there's a nachas in it because he's makashering what he's doing, whatever it is, to the Rabbi Shalom and to his mitzvahs. So two people are in the bank. And one of them is mamish kulu kulu in Ein Oid Milvado at the moment. not what we think Einar Devoda means. It's just in this moment, he's in a moment, Einar Devoda, he knows why he's in the bank. He has kavana to cash the check because he's going to be doing a mitzvah. And the other guy in the bank is cashing a check because he has to go pay school fees. Two completely different worlds. It just requires a bit of machshava, that's all. We mentioned about eating as well. A person can find untold tainug if you prepare properly, Shabbos, Yontif, learning Torah, mitzvahs. And I'm taking it even further, even when the thing doesn't look like it's kedusha or it's mitzvah. It can be, just having time for another year. You know, people today, because this corona thing, people are lonely. They're kind of, people are a bit isolated. They're cut off. So you come to shul. So the guy comes out of his house three times a day for half an hour to go daven in a minyan. Yeah, in a chotzer minyan, outside minyan, in minyan, whatever you want to say, right? But he doesn't see people the rest of the day. So he drains your cup, comes and he talks to you and he tells you it's vatoda that doesn't have been tomorrow. And he's hacking and he shmooze. Now that's isolated. Maybe he could just do the shmooze. So you stop for a few minutes and you hear what he has to say. He's thinking some chesed. Now, why are you doing that? Because you're just being a nice guy. Now, you can share that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you get enormous simcha and pleasure from that. How much sipuk a person can get because he has a lonely yid and he took time out to spend some time with him. Even if the guy normally irritates you, it's not the guy that you would normally hang out with. You know, one of the you know, whatever, let's call him the shul nudnik, whatever. Sada. But that's where the beauty is. That's where the simchas achaim and the oinig and the pleasure of life comes from. Anachnu am medusheine oinig. Lo chesorim lanu tanugim amitim mishelanu. We're a nation that's drowning in pleasure. Akash Bochu created us for one reason only, to give us untold pleasure. We have plenty, plenty areas of pleasure. Therefore, whatever's not ours, whatever is not sourced in Kedusha, and Kedusha comes with problems. Don't think Kedusha is an easy ride. Sometimes much easier to be involved in the Tumah, because when you're involved in Kedusha, Kedusha brings problems with it, brings nishainas. Also, okay, you might think he's being extreme here. You can take it, you can leave it. He himself said you don't have to take this. But he held this as like an Issa Eshesish. Why? Because you're Kalosa Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you start looking and going around and trying to find other pleasures outside of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then it's a bit like the unfaithfulness of an Eshesish. I'm telling you, you can do this without even stopping, without changing your day-to-day behavior on a regular basis. You can carry on doing most of what you do, because most of us are doing good things most of the day. We just don't get too much pleasure out of it, because the pleasure, you need your brain to extract the pleasure. Pleasure doesn't always come automatically, certainly not Kedusha pleasure. It requires a chone, preparation. Everything in Judaism requires preparation. A person has to prepare himself. You need to make matzahs. You've got to start months before Pesach. It takes months and months to make matzahs. You want an esrog on Sukkot, you've got to start already now. It's too late now, maybe even. You've got to start already now. You've got to be involved already. They're already starting to prune the trees and get ready. And it takes months to produce an esrog. A lot of achona. The mitzvah itself can be done in 1 second. Eating matzah, you can make the mitzvah in 2 minutes. But to make that matzah takes months. The same, yeah. You want to get pleasure out of food, you have to stop and think. Gemara says, imutl afon of boss of a dong, the kol matamimim, if he's in front of you, all sorts of wonderful delicacies in front of you, yimshechus yodoy, hold back your hand. So people think the pshat means don't get involved, they don't take it. No, that's not true. Hashem wants you to have pleasure. Yimshoch is yada means stop for a minute and think about what you're about to do. You know, you can eat that food like a behemoth. You can eat that food like a makayim amitzis deraisa, getting enormous pleasure from it. If a person would just extract the pleasure, the same as the body when you swallow food, so the body extracts all the different minerals and vitamins and different parts and sends it to all different parts of the body. What extracts the pleasure from that food is the brain. You have to think about what you're doing. That's like everything. Everything. We paskin mitzvahs to this kavana. Kavana means thought. You have to think about what you're doing. חושב להדגיש, ואותו סטופיה, בחסנו לתאי נוגויס חיצוינים, שמקורים מהאויל המגוי, אין נפקא מינה, אם מדובר בדובר יופי מוכר, במים החוכמה או בכסילות. It makes no difference if this thing that comes from Oilam Agoy, if it's coming from a, if it's something that's beautiful or despicable, or if it's chokhma or stupidity, that's mamash, that's a whole Chanukah story, yeah? Ain't there much any in Beduba Bemada or Beinian Ivile? It doesn't matter if you're speaking about wonderful scientific things or you're talking about despicable things. Zoyis aleinu ledaat. Anachnu lo shaykhim lechokhma sagoyim lutanu goseyim. What the goyim are interested in, and their chokhmas, that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn maths and science and know what's going on in the world, for sure. It's wonderful. We do all the time. And Gedol Yisrael, the Vilna Goyim didn't mitasek with mathematics. And today, you're interested in astronomy. You're interested in science. For sure, that's all Torah. Rutetz told me once, when he was, it was about Tshuva, his kids went to school the first time they came back. So, you know, they learned Kodesh and they learned Chol. You know, everybody knows in Chutzlach, you learn Kodesh, learn Chol. So asked his daughter, what did you learn today? So she told him, Pasha this. He said, what did you learn in Chol? And she looked at him. She said, what are you talking about? He said, Chol, you know, like maths, history, whatever. She said, that's Torah, Abba. You know, maths and history and whatever and sciences is a cool Torah. It's all Torah. The makor of that is not from the Goy. The makor of that is Torah. We have all that information and that knowledge. If you're interested, I find the scientific world more fascinating. I love finding out new discoveries they're making in the stratospheres and pictures coming back from the Hubble telescopes. They're more admirably, Bashar Bechina. You use that to know who Hashem is. We're not talking about that. We're talking about all the other things that mamash, the pleasures, and if the source of this is from Oilam Agoy, as we don't need it, because Yesh Lanu Chochma Meshelanu, Oineg Meshelanu. You just have to know how to use it. Kol eilu nitne lanu mimisha kol shelo. Ani le doidi ve doidi li. Who gave us all of this is Hashem. Einanu poinim le'elza. We don't need false gods. Einanu mesirim esli beinu ma'isha shelanu. We don't have to go away from the joy and the pleasure that we have in our lives. V'matzav zeh ma lanu itkashe litkarev lo'ilam v'shinigoysov. What do we have to do? What do we have to do? Mekashe and put ourselves and be interested and spend time and worry and put our heads into what's going on in the Oilam Agoy. We've got a full rich life of our own. Anyway, that's just that's so we have to stop here. But that's this needs to be thought through carefully. This is not simple stuff. Practically, it's not. But I'm telling you now, you don't have to change your life that much. You'll see that most of the problems don't come from the wrongdoing things. It just comes from you need a bit of machshava. That's all. You just stop and think about what you're doing, and you think about Hashem while you're doing it. You mekasher Hashem to this. You take the lowest levels of pleasure. You can elevate them to the highest levels of kedusha just with a bit of machshava. Okay, have a good Chodesh. Have a Feinuka Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is a Yom Shel Shefa Brocha Gadol. So, Bezrat Hashem. Shall be Zeche to all the Shefa that there is.
Kaya. Tein Lamar. Amen.
Atzlocha Rabba.
Amen. Tein Lamar.